Ayin of Chulin, first Mishnah. Hid Hanoshe, starting a new Isir mitzvah. One is not allowed to eat a Gid Hanoshe, certain Gid in the leg of an animal, as we will see. Noig Bars b'Chutz Lars, this is both in animals that were shechted in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars, b'fnei abayis shelo b'fnei abayis, both in the time that the Beis HaMikdash is up and when it's not. B'Chulin Mikdoshin, there's no difference whether it's Chulin or Koban, it has to be removed from a Koban also. Noig. Yeah, even the parts that are burnt would remove Gid Hanoshe. V'noig b'behemah v'chaya, both a domestic animal and a v'chaya. B'yerech shel yamin u'b'yerech shel shmal. It's both in the left and right leg. V'noig b'oif, but a bird doesn't have a Gid Hanoshe. B'nei shein lo kaf, doesn't have like a bulge of muscle, gid, whatever it is. That animal has, but noig b'sholol, even if one shechts an animal and there's a fetus inside of it, even though one can eat the fetus, he has to remove the Gid Hanoshe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, noig b'sholol, eino noig b'sholol, he holds that it is by sholol, just like the meat is mutter without shechita, so to the Gid Hanoshe is permitted, but we don't pass him like that way. V'chel boy mutter. He also holds that the chel of the not kosher fats of the sholol are also permitted. He looks at the sholol as just being some part of the other animal, so its gid is not a gid, and its chel is not a chel. Rabbi Meir says you cannot trust the butchers to say that they removed the entire Gid Hanoshe because it's very hard to do it, and we're concerned they didn't do it properly. That we believe that we trust them both in respect to Gid Hanoshe and respect to removing the non-kosher fats, provided that he's a Yerushalmayim. That's the aloche. Yeah, you have to know, though, that this person is a Yerushalmayim. Just don't assume it.